Music critic Milo Miles has a holiday gift recommendation for the blues lover in your life. It's a 5-CD collection of American blues performances from the early 60s, all live and recorded in Europe.
In Berlin, trying to make London my home. Had a day off in Berlin, I'm trying to make London my home. Got the people back in the United States, I declare they just don't know what in the world is going on.
Most music fans in America heard only the echoes of the blues reaching Europe. Blues records and musicians go over there, British invasion comes back. But as the 60s dawned, blues performers began to hit the European expatriate trail. Just like African-American writers and jazz musicians, they appreciated the relaxed racial climate, the good money, and the devoted audiences. German promoter Horst Lippmann and his partner Fritz Rau were visionaries at bringing live blues to Europe. They organized the first American folk blues festival in 1962. Later festivals would run for up to 6 weeks and visit numerous countries, including a couple peaks behind the Iron Curtain. Fortunately, Lippmann and Rau sought assistance from the renowned songwriter and bass player Willie Dixon. Dixon coaxed some of the ace performers associated with Chess Records to play the American Folk Blues Fest, and success was certain. The new lavish selection of music from these events, called American Folk Blues Festival 62-65, is not designed for blues neophytes, but should wow any half-serious blues devotee. Just the rare slices of Muddy Waters in his prime are enticement enough.
Yeah, when the sun rose this morning, and I had my baby by my side. Well, when the sun rose this morning, I had my baby by my side. Now, you know, I didn't know where she was, but she had out with another guy. Well, off the sun looked lonesome, shedding down behind the tree. Yeah, off the sun looked so lonesome, shedding down behind the tree. I thought your house looked so lonesome when your baby packed up to me.
The American folk blues festivals are roughly equivalent to the Newport folk festivals in America, so the emphasis is on variety and unadorned performances. Because horn sections and lots of amplifiers would have been so expensive to haul around, the musicians benefited from the low-tech emphasis. You get rough country rumble from Big Joe Williams and the one-man band Dr. Ross. You get some uptown proto-soul from Sugar Pie DeSanto, as well as lounge blues from Memphis Slim. And growly guys like Sonny Boy Williamson, Lightnin' Hopkins, and John Lee Hooker can knock down the house with minimal accompaniment.
Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby, for me, come on here, yeah. Shake it right now. But you, nobody,
shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. One time. One time. For me. Now rock.
However, the set does include moments of delicate precision. There's fine piano filigrees from Roosevelt Sykes and Memphis Slim, and this dreamy guitar run from Lonnie Johnson. Some off notes crop up in the American Folk Blues Festival set. No single CD offers non-stop momentum from start to finish. There's always something like Willie Dixon singing, ouch. And the explicit instructions to performers quoted in the liner notes that they don't need to use gimmicks to impress Europeans simply means that the attitude is that great artists don't get wild and crazy. So things are a touch more reverent than Roadhouse, you know. Even so, there's stomping songs that equal any recorded version. American Folk Blues Festival 62 to 65 really is a holiday in a box.
Milo Miles reviewed American Folk Blues Festival 62 to 65 on the Evidence label.